The best weekend of the playoffs now upon us. It is divisional weekend. Four games to talk about. George Wallace, Rob Woodfork here. And not a bad time last week, Rob. 3-1. Unfortunately, the game that we lost was the game that hit hardest, closest to home.
That's exactly right. We picked every game right except for the Redskins. We were unanimous on that. And
we're not going to talk about the knee, though.
No, we're not talking about that. I think that's overkill at this point.
I think it's been talked about once or twice throughout the week.
Maybe.
Okay, we don't have to. Let's start with Saturday. The Ravens head to Denver. The Ravens' emotional win last week. Ray Lewis dancing. He's probably still dancing. I don't think he'll be dancing if he's introduced in Denver. But you look at some of the numbers again that Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Peyton has owned the Ravens. Granted, it was with Indianapolis. But still different. Denver worked hard. Their winning streak beat the Ravens before at home this week. And Peyton has just dominated this team.
Peyton's been great this year. He's a cinch MVP and or comeback player of the year candidate. He's actually won. He's 9-0 against the Ravens all time. He's never lost to them in the playoffs.
Yikes.
But he's playing in the cold this time. He doesn't do so hot in the cold.
0-3. When temperature's, what is it, 40, right?
Below 40, and this one is supposed to be well below freezing. In fact, I think it's like around 17.
We do have the weather forecast in Denver.
Oh, do we?
High of 17.
Oh.
A low of 6.
Ooh.
10% chance of snow.
Ooh, balmy.
A little balmy in Denver. So the question is, does Joe Flacco go up to Peyton Manning or in Peyton's house? I just have a hard time believing that the Ravens will come out with a win on this one, right?
I have a hard time seeing that, too. Flacco would have to have the game of his life. And quietly, the Denver Broncos have been far more than just Peyton Manning. Their defense ranks rather highly. The D is third against the run, third against the pass. They're second overall. So this is a defense that is unlike anything that Peyton ever had when he was in Indianapolis.
That's the scary part. You know?
Yeah.
That Peyton's won 11 straight, and he's got a defense.
It's Peyton Manning with a run game and a defense. That is scary.
It is scary, especially when you look back at this Denver team last year, and the quarterback was, what's his name? Tebow?
Who's that?
Tebow.
Oh, but the guy who's about to play in Canada.
Yes, okay. the very same. He's not wanted in Jacksonville. All right, so we're in agreement that Peyton Manning and the Broncos come out on top of the Ravens. Ray Lewis's career ends on Saturday.
I think it'll be a closer game, just to give Ravens fans some hope. I think it'll be a closer game. I think it'll be like a 24-17 kind of affair.
The question is it going to be heartbreaking for them?
Heartbreaking for
the Ravens
for the
fans.
Ravens?
They're used to that in the playoffs.
They're used to losing close in the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to happen again.
All right, there you go. Second game of the day. Probably one of the best games of the weekend. Niners and the Packers rematch from week number one, in which San Francisco beat Green Bay 30-22, although different quarterback now for San Francisco. They're at home. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers getting the win last week, now traveling to the West Coast.
And it's actually Trading Places NFL edition, because you have Aaron Rodgers, who's from Southern California and rooted for the Niners, and you have Colin Kaepernick, who's from Wisconsin and rooted for the Packers. So it's a very interesting dynamic in play there. But Rodgers has the chip on his shoulder. He should have been the number one overall pick by the Niners back in 05. He was not, and it seems like he's sort of had that chip on his shoulder ever since.
The Rodgers threw for 303 yards in that opening game loss, but that game was at home.
Right.
That was at Lambeau.
Right.
Now Colin Kaepernick, you know, a lot can be said for this. Yes, San Francisco did get the bye. They are the number two seed in the playoffs, but you still have a rookie starting a playoff game against Aaron Rodgers, who's been there before.
Exactly. And actually, Rodgers has been hot in his last four games, 11 touchdowns and zero interceptions. So he has been hot as of late. And you take him into his home, not necessarily his home field in the pros, but his home as in California. I think he's going to have a pretty big game. And probably the big storyline is Justin Smith, their all-world defensive end for the Niners. He's been the anchor for that defense, and he's playing with one arm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's going to take away a lot of things with that defense. So I don't think it's going to be good for the Niners, and I actually think that this game is going to possibly get away from them a little bit. I think this might be the biggest deficit or the biggest snoozer, so to speak.
Wow, you think
of
so?
The week, yeah,
because it's all the hype.
I think Green Bay wins comfortably.
Yeah, I think Green Bay is going to win the game too. I think you just don't bet against Aaron Rodgers. I thought it was funny this week when you were hearing from Aaron. He's talking about remember the wild card game when T.O. caught the touchdown and then he was crying and how he was rooting for San Francisco that day. Now he's got a chance to go in there and rip their hearts out.
And make them cry for different reasons.
Yeah. I think the Packers go to the NFC Championship game. I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
All right, moving to Sunday. Tom Brady at home. He's pretty good in the playoffs. He will face the Houston Texans, getting a win last week over the Cincinnati Bengals. Brady, it's Foxborough. Houston's going outside. What do we think?
I think this might be where we part company, my friend, because I'm taking the Texans.
Are you really?
I'm riding the steed.
Oh, that well, you have to pick the Texans since you picked them to go to the Super Bowl back in August.
I picked them to go to the Super Bowl before the season, and there's a little bit. I have some statistics to sort of back up my claim
here,
I'm trying to
save
some face here. Right. Now the Pats crushed the Texans in the regular season.
Yes,
42-14. Wasn't even close. I wouldn't count on a repeat of that, regardless of who wins. But 2 years ago, very similar situation for the Pats. They leveled the Jets 45-3 in the regular season, but then they turned around in the playoffs and at home lost 28-21.
San Antonio Holmes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And of course, that was the famous can't wait.
Can't wait. Yep.
Can't not say that. But if you can lose at home to Mark Sanchez, I think you can lose at home to Matt Schaub.
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
He's someone else who's not going to have a job next year.
While we're listing the unemployed line.
Right. So this is another rematch of a regular season. We've had three up to so far.
Yeah, three out of the four this
Ravens,
week,
Ravens, Broncos, which we failed to mention, by the way, in that first game.
Yeah.
The Ravens trailed the Broncos 31-3 in the second half.
That's exactly right.
And Broncos, but that was part of during their 11-game winning streak.
Exactly.
So we saw the Niners and the Packers, and we've seen the Patriots and the Texans earlier this season.
Right, and I think you'll see a lot of Arian Foster in this one. He's played three playoff games, 425 yards rushing, so I think he has a big day in this one.
Well, and they have to, right? They have to keep Tom Brady off the field. I think that's the only way you can beat him.
Right, and I think J.J. Watt is going to put him on the field quite a bit in this game. He was noticeably absent in the regular season game, and I don't think you see that happen twice. He's the cinch defensive player of the year. So, Houston, I think they can protect the ball. I think they can maybe force Tom Brady into a couple of mistakes. But I'm picking the Texans just because I gotta ride or die with the team I picked to go to the bowl.
Well, all right. So what's going to happen next week when the Patriots win and we're discussing this? You still going to pick the Texans?
Nope.
Okay. Tom Brady, 34 touchdown passes this year. Matt Schaub had 22, both threw for over 4,000 yards. Brady, though, over 4,800 yards. I'm not picking against Tom Brady at home in the playoffs. So you're right. We part ways on that one.
I would buy into that.
If you
more.
Hadn't picked Houston, you'd be with me.
I might be.
Thank you.
I might be. But I would buy the whole Tom Brady at home thing if he hadn't already lost three games at home within the last was
true.
It 5 or 6 years.
True.
Now?
True.
Yeah.
All right. Final game of the weekend: Seattle and Atlanta. Seattle, everybody's public enemy number one around these parts.
Yeah.
Because of last week going into Atlanta. Interesting numbers here. The Falcons, number one team in the NFC. But Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, 0-for in the playoffs so far. They are at home. Last year we saw them losing in New York. But, I've always had a hard time believing that this was a different team. I haven't really trusted Atlanta or was sold on Atlanta. But different matchup this week than I thought it was going to be. But I think, Matt Ryan at home, it's going to be interesting how he responds finally.
Yeah, and again, I have a vested interest in this one because I did think that we would see a different Falcons team this year, and I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. But Seahawks come in hot. They're winners of six in a row, and the Falcons have lost five straight in the playoffs. But even though Seattle's big corners are the talk of the league right now, they just lost a huge part of their pass rush. They lost Chris Clemens in that Skins game to a torn ACL. So
actually, they lost him to FedEx Field.
Yeah.
Right. But
the hole that is FedEx Field. So they lose their arguably their best pass rusher. That's going to hurt that back end quite a bit if you're not getting pressure on Matt Ryan, who, again, is playing at home. It's not in Seattle.
Right.
He's at home. He's got that fast track with those great wide receivers. So I'm not betting against them in this one.
No, and I don't think I am either. I think that the Seahawks' magic's going to run out. They talked a lot last week.
Yeah.
We saw Sherman talking. We saw it. And I think the Seahawks are going to have to be brought back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah.
I just not really, like I said, not really sold on Atlanta, but I think this could be the year I'm not sure about what will happen next week, but I think that Atlanta will get one at home this weekend.
I think so. And the odds are against the Seahawks, and I know we said this last week, so maybe I'm jinxing again, but the 89 Rams are the only West Coast team to win back-to-back East Coast playoff games, and they actually haven't beaten the Falcons at all since 2005.
Yeah, they've gone a long way. To here last week, back home.
They go back home, and then they have to go to Atlanta. Yeah, you don't want the dirty South. You don't want that.
No, the dirty South. You don't want that. All right, so let's recap. Broncos.
Yep.
We disagree on the Patriots and Texans. Right. I'm going New England. You're going Houston.
Yep.
In the NFC, we have...
Falcons.
Both picking the Falcons.
Yep.
And both picking the Packers.
All right.
We'll see how we do next week.
Yeah.
All right. I like my chances better.
You do?
Yep.
All right. I do too, but I'm not going to say that.
All right. We'll check in next week and see how we're doing, and we'll set up championship weekend.